Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA Show. And today we are joined by Virginia, the director of Norden Auto Claims, and Sophie, the head of marketing. They're coming on board this season as the new naming partner of our Summer Smash competition. So Virginia and Sophie, thank you for joining us tonight and thank you for joining the DVCA.
Yeah, thank you. We're very much looking forward to this. This is our first podcast we've ever done.
Yes.
So, yeah, looking forward to chatting with you today.
Yeah, there's new stuff all around. Obviously, this is the first season that we're doing video interviews in addition to the podcast. So we're all trying new things. So tell us, Norden Auto Claims, what services do you guys provide?
So I guess for us, Norden Auto Claims is a business that primarily services people that are not at fault in a motor accident. So if you're hit in the rear, somebody comes out through a stop sign and hits your vehicle, we're the people to speak to. If the other driver at fault has insurance, our role is to navigate the claim process on the innocent motorist's behalf against that other driver's insurer. And the process we adopt is tried and tested. I've had 35 years experience in the insurance industry. So I've been on both sides, for insurers and against insurers. So it's a good idea to know how the opposition think. And we provide, if clients come to us and they don't have a repairer of choice, we can provide a selection. We provide like-for-like replacement vehicles, irrespective of, age, anything from a Datsun Sunny up to, a high prestige car, tradie vehicles. So we can provide replacement vehicles. And we manage the whole process. So you never have to call the insurer and sit on hold throughout the entire process. We do all the heavy lifting for you.
Yeah, that takes all of the uncertain admin work away from
yes.
the client.
Yes, exactly.
So the next question is for you as head of marketing. Yes. What made DVCA's Summer Smash a competition of which you would like to be the name brand sponsor?
Yeah, I think, first of all, when I even heard of you, I thought, oh, is this just one standalone cricket club? But no, I was definitely wrong. After doing some research and speaking to some of your team, I then found out that, oh, no, it's like over 35 teams in like the northern suburbs of Melbourne. So I was like, well, this is a big association. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, I really want to get to know everyone, get to see what you guys do and sort of, how your cricket system works. I just loved the look of how you guys all work, how you're very tech savvy, using social media. I mean, social media has become the biggest thing right now on all platforms. So I loved how into it you all are, and especially hearing about the podcast as well was definitely a plus.
It's a changing face, I think, for both of our industries. The DVCA is looking to bring in the new limited overs format, something that's really accessible for families, and then a competition for children. So we're both moving with the times together.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. And I also liked the sense of community as well, because I know that you do quite a few events too. And I think it would be great to get to know more people. And we don't really usually get to see clients or customers. So being able to actually meet people and for them to see us even on here is a big plus as well. So, yeah.
If I can also add, during the course of last year, we were approached, and Sophie wasn't perhaps aware of that at the time, but I've certainly been approached by some of the bigger non-for-profit organisations, and we sort of toyed with that, but it just wasn't quite a right fit. I think both Sophie and I, me as a much younger person, played for local tennis clubs, netball clubs, sporting clubs. Sophie, obviously more recently. We know the value of local sport, both for, obviously the physical aspects of it, but also for the sense of community, friendships, and I think the Dom and Valley Cricket Association kind of resonated with us a bit more, that it was a bit more grassroots and we felt we could have a greater supporting impact on your organisation.
Agreed.
Well, that's great to hear. That's a real validation of a lot of the values that you stand for as any local cricket association, but particularly the DVCA. So what would you guys love to see in the first season of your name brand sponsorship of the Summer Smash? What are the things you're really looking forward to?
As a business, I guess we just want to provide a bit of education to your members about road accidents. We can all have them quite easily. It's the knock-on effect after the accident when you have to then make a claim and so forth, and how stressful that can be, let alone if you've sustained an injury. That's not our area. We can certainly help with that, but our role is the property damage, the car damage, not the people damage. So I guess it's to educate your members, most of which are either in perhaps learner status or beyond that, just to give them a list of go-to suggestions, maybe just a ready reckoner they can keep on their phone, that if they are in an accident, they kind of know what the simple checklist is to make sure that they get all the information so they're well protected. You know, look, if we're able at some point to do some face-to-face kind of info sessions or Q&A sessions, we've got access to police, ex-police, barristers, repairers, a whole cohort that we work with. So people can come and ask, what happens if I lose demerit points and how can I get them back, or what happens to my insurance if I make a claim and I pay my excess? Do I lose my rating even if I'm not at fault? So any sort of general questions, I think there's a lot of urban myth and legend that is out there, and there is a lot of suspicion around insurers when you're making a claim. So hopefully we can answer those questions and set the record straight and just provide some education, really.
Because I think, you know, even amongst my own friends, like I think most of everyone doesn't really know how that, you know, when you are in an accident, what do you do? I think most of everyone doesn't know what to do, or their first point of call is, oh, make a claim. So even if you're not at fault, people still think, oh, you just make a claim. But really, that's not how it works, and there's better ways around it where, you know, you're not paying money. So, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping a lot of the people in the DVCA be able to get themselves a little bit clearer. And I think regardless of whether you admit it or not, very few of us are really experts around insurance. We could always have a little more help guiding us through if we are ever in need of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. And I think we're both looking forward to meeting new people, like actually being able to get out of the office, you know, going to meet people. And, yeah, I guess the education as well, but also, you know, being able to enjoy the day as well and get to watch some of your players, you know, have a go. So, yeah, that's definitely another one.
All right, well, Virginia and Sophie, thank you very much for joining us on the DVCA show.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Yeah, I know, thank you.
It's been a great experience. and thank you for the opportunity for being asked to be a sponsor. I think we've been very humbled that you would select our small business, and we hope that we can provide returns to your members and provide some great support. We're really excited. We're a family business, so we're really looking forward to getting involved and helping where we can.
Yeah. No, agreed. Thank you.
Well, we're really looking forward to kick-starting the Summer Smash season ahead as the Norton Auto Claim Summer Smash, kicking off round one December 2nd. And we're all looking forward to what lies ahead this summer.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Callum. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.